Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, my guest is comedian Jason Manford.
Let's go for a walk before we open our business. You're like, what are you talking about? It's half five. I've been up since 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we just open presents at the same time. You're like, are you a barbarian? It's one at a time, you sickos.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And as promised, we're edging closer and closer to December, and our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix want to help you keep warm this winter with great deals on coal, logs and kindling. Shop in store or online right now at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate, well, we've got a chance for you to win that Wix gift card. It is worth £250. And let me tell you, that buys a whole pile of logs. We're going to meet a brand new friend of the show. It's Father Christmas's long-distance cousin, Father Wixmas. Good morning, Father Wixmas.
Good morning, Mr. Berry.
Hello.
There you are. Sorry, yes, still up the chimney. Calm down here, will you?
Father Wixmas, the cousin and number one helper of the big man. That's right. This year I've been tasked with organising our celebrity presents. If you're a celebrity and you've written to Santa, I'll be sorting it for you. But I've got my parcels and my presents in a muddle, and I've not filled in any of the tags, so I don't know which present belongs to who.
Oh, no.
Would you believe it, Dave?
No, I don't believe
If you
it.
Could help me work out which celebrity present I've got, you will win. But remember, celebs love their anonymity, don't they?
Yeah.
And you know me.
Yeah.
Confidentiality is key. So I can only give you a few clues.
Okay, lovely to meet you, Father Wixmas. What a debut. So if you think you'll be able to work out which celebrity the present belongs to, and you want to win a Wix gift card worth £250, call me right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where right now we have your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Rapping Mishappening.
That's what we're calling it.
Father Wixmas, the second cousin of the big man himself, is here. He's got a celebrity's gift, but he's forgotten to fill in the tag. Can you identify the celebrity? Online one, hoping to do just that, is Stacey. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Stacey, welcome along to the show. Stacey loves 90s and country. Got married just 6 weeks ago. Congratulations, Stacey.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Who's the lucky person in your life?
My husband, Sean.
Your husband, Sean. Well, good morning to Sean. So you get the £250 to spend in Wix. You can start your life together as a married couple by sprucing up a few things. It's a nice thing to do. So what you need to do right now is listen very carefully to Father Wixmas. Father Wixmas, describe the gift you have before you, please.
OK, well, Stacey, come here. Stand by me. Let's work out who this gift belongs to. I'll give it a little by little shake. A maker. Come on, feel the noise. I think it's a piece of technology. Ah, she's electrical, right?
Got a bit of Attenborough there, Father Wixmas.
I know, sorry. If anything to keep away from the ferryman, to be honest.
Yeah.
As soon as
low
we,
and posh is what we agreed.
Soon, yes, that is Attenborough, isn't it? But less whispery. As soon as we work out who this gift is for, we'll get it sent all around the world. That's the master plan, anyway.
Okay.
Let's have another little rummage, shall we? It could be cigarettes and alcohol.
Oh.
Actually, no, it's definitely alcohol. It feels like champagne, supernova, to me. But I think I said too much, way too much. Celebrities love anonymity, and you know me, confidentiality is key.
OK, thank you, Father Wixmas. Stacey, who do you think that gift could belong to?
I think that might be for a pair of brothers that are in Oasis.
It is, yes, yeah. It's Liam and Noel's Christmas present. Well done. I can't wait for you to speak to Sean later. How'd your day start, honey? Oh, well, I spoke to Father Wixmas. That's what I did today on The Breakfast Show, and it's been a charm having you on. Well done, Stacey. Once again, congratulations on your recent wedding. We'll speak to you real soon.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Merry Wixmas.
That was all thanks to our good friends with Winter Benefits Wix, helping you to keep warm this winter with great deals on coal and logs and kindling. And you can shop in store or online right now at wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised, right now we've got Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matty D, what is going on out there?
Well, one of the biggest stories on the socials of the week, Dave, is that Gareth Southgate has entered the LinkedIn community.
Wow.
Yeah. The most exciting of all the social networks to join, isn't it? He's got his full CV on there. It all looks very impressive. He's put his full CV with links to the clubs he used to work for and all their logos, and it all looks very official.
LinkedIn is a lot bigger than I thought it was. I thought it was like MySpace, yeah, and it had just died, but apparently it's really popular.
No, not in the business world.
And producer Ellie, who knows about these things, she was saying that Gareth and his team have done a fantastic job. He must have taken a weekend off. He's had a lot of time off. And he must have sat there and he must have got his LinkedIn spot on.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
That's what like his tactics do, in a semi-final.
He posted a little video while he was in New York to sort of welcome him to the platform. Here he is.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to film a quick video to say I'm really looking forward to joining the LinkedIn community. It's a while since I did any social media. I think there was a good reason for that, really. So I'm looking forward to connecting with some old friends and also making lots of good new contacts.
I love Gareth Southgate and I refuse to badmouth him in any way. But you're making it very difficult for me,
Gareth. It's like when you get a newsletter from relatives at Christmas and you go, why are you telling me this? Why would you make a video to announce you're going on LinkedIn?
Uncle Gareth's joined a new community, man.
There's nothing exciting on LinkedIn. It's just business chat and kudos. There's no memes, there's no sarcasm, there's no songs or dogs talking or anything fun.
It's so worthy, isn't it? Someone brought to my attention a genuine LinkedIn post the other day, and the picture was of this beautiful Caribbean beach, and there was a guy on one knee holding up a ring, and there was a woman like with her hands clasped over her mouth, and it was the guy, it was his LinkedIn, and he said, "This weekend in the Caribbean, I proposed to my girlfriend, and this is what it taught me about sales." And then did like a 500 blog about how he keeps his sales department on their toes.
It's so horrible.
It's awful.
I saw one guy, it was his actual wedding weekend and they were abroad and he had loads of work to do for the business and he's there at the wedding disco and he sat on his laptop working and they were going, this is great, this is great.
And all his friends are dancing in the background.
On his own wedding day. Unbelievable. So Southgate's posted a big statement on there saying that he's taking some time off to reflect and think about his future. Probably sitting around in his pants watching daytime TV eating Frosties like we all do. But then he says he's not going to necessarily work in football. He wants to go in a different direction potentially and to have a career change at the age of 54. So he's going to sort of retrain and who knows what he's going to become next.
Well, I think it's a big question to ask. Can we do a one song question on this?
We should.
Gareth Southgate is looking for a new career.
Yeah.
What should Gareth do next? And all you Scotland fans, you can get in touch with this as well. It's 8-12-15. The number is 8-12-15. Gareth Southgate is looking for a new career, so much so he has posted a video on LinkedIn just saying, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to party, I'm down to clown. But what should he do?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We begin with this. Dave, I don't think the big question is what should Gareth do next. I think the big question is, how the hell did he get to be 54? I thought he was about 40, says Andrea. Yeah. It's true, that's what being the England manager will do to you know.
And wearing waistcoats.
Yeah, that's also very true. Gareth should be a PE teacher. He'd be a good PE teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, overqualified, perhaps.
He'd be the guy in the staff room in the tracksuit bottoms, wouldn't he? We all remember them.
If you forgot your kit, he'd make you do it in your waistcoat.
He should become an exam invigilator. Gareth should fight Jake Paul next.
Boxing. Great idea.
A Microsoft Excel data input specialist.
Oh, I can see that.
That's from Mark. An accountant. I think Gareth looks like an accountant, says Sam in Devon. Just put it out there. He has to sell waistcoats, surely, says Kelly. Yeah. I think he should become an influencer.
Yes.
That incredibly charismatic LinkedIn video has persuaded me that
that's his future.
He could be the next Bevo, couldn't he? He just needs a USB, doesn't he? Swallowing things whole. Yeah.
That's from Josh. He did it in that pizza advert, didn't he? Just absolutely walked down that pepperoni.
That's his little niche. He does it with a bag on his head, yeah. Southgate should become a crypto bro.
Oh,
NFTs are the future, says Chris. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. Now for a game of this.
Absolute Radio.
Yeah, it is radio's easiest game to play, but unfortunately it's also the hardest one to win. Undeterred by our strap line and joining us right now on line one is Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hello. Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning, Claire. Hello. Welcome along to the show. Claire is in Leeds. She loves a bit of Absolute 80s, a bit of Absolute Radio 90s, and would most like to be paired with... you, Anna Geary, on the random player generator. So, Claire, we're going to give it a spin and see who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Matt Dyson.
Oh, good luck,
Sling
Claire.
Sling ye hook. He's gone? Yes, he has. Okay, Claire, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, the most logical word, a follow-on, an opposite, whatever you think Matt's going to say, because shortly I will give Matt the exact same five words, and if he says the same thing as you, well, you can have £5,000 on your Friday. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. The first word this morning is olive.
Tree.
Pencil.
Case.
Butterfly.
Ooh. Butterfly.
That is a hard one.
Yeah, and we are making a great soundboard out of you.
Yeah. You're making some epic sounds, Claire.
Butterfly. I don't know.
Take your time, Claire. There's no rush.
Butterfly.
I say there's no rush. Jason Manford's going to be here in about 20 minutes. He's not going to want to wait around outside the studio. So,
butterfly. Oh my gosh, I don't know. Butterfly. Butterfly. Colours. I don't know.
Okay, it's all good. Your penultimate word is shopping.
Oh, shopping mall.
Nice.
I thought you were going to put us through it again then, Claire. And finally, what have you got for wedding?
Bells.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
It's good. And just for the record, I want to say this. As the host, I'm going to back my friend Claire here. Butterfly is a difficult word.
That's a very
good
word.
Would you agree?
Yes, come on.
People who regularly play the game, that's a tough word, isn't it?
The other day, Caterpillar came up, so this is the sequel.
Yeah, that's true.
Caterpillar 2. Butterfly. Claire, we got through it. Wait right there. Scatty Matty's in play next.
£5,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So Matt Dyson is now back in the studio and Claire has been waiting patiently on the line. Claire, during that last... little programme part there, we got to have a chat about your job and you're a cleaner for Leeds City Council, isn't that right?
Cleaning manager, yeah.
You're cleaning manager, my apologies. Yeah. Are they a mucky bunch, Leeds City Council?
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Holding back.
Have you ever, I mean, bear in mind it's a family show, have you ever stumbled across anything in your line of work that you shouldn't have done?
You can't tell us that.
Wow, it's all going up. Leeds. That's why they say, isn't it? Okay, Claire, it's time to get down to business. We wish you the best of luck. Here we go. Matt Dyson.
Yes.
The first word this morning was olive.
Oil. No?
What?
Sorry, mate.
What
sorry.
What did you say?
Olive. I don't know. I can't really think of anything else for olive.
Well, where would you get the... Where would you get the olive from?
Tree.
Yeah. Wow. Claire went for the OG. That means you...
Well, she went back to where it all began.
Or
yeah.
the OO.
I went for the olive. Product. Yeah, it's true. It's a good point, yeah.
Sorry, Claire. You haven't won
sorry,
the money
Claire.
Today.
I thought olive oil was a shoe-in.
Yeah, no, yeah. olive tree. They're both good, though, aren't they? Yeah. What have you got for pencil?
Case.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
What have you got? And now, before I give you the word...
Yeah.
It took Claire 45 minutes to come up with that.
Really?
Yeah, we watched two episodes of The Simpsons.
Yeah, we did. And Claire, these are your best bits.
Oh.
Okay, so
what's going on there?
What caused Claire to make those noises, yeah. ladies and gentlemen? That's the question, isn't it? The word was butterfly.
Ooh.
Don't you start. Well,
I've got two thoughts.
Have you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Wings, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Effects.
Yes.
Butterfly effect.
Very good, yeah. Wings and effect. No, colours.
Butterfly colours.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, sorry, I didn't explain. Claire is 5 years old. Sorry. I'm only joking with you, Claire. What have you got for shopping?
List.
Mall. Wedding.
You're showing your butterfly colours.
wedding. Cake.
Bells. Listen, Claire, it was so lovely having you on. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, 80s and 90s.
I don't really.
You've been a great sport. We'll speak again real soon. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Friday morning. Welcome to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now I am joined by an actor, a singer, a radio show host, a TV presenter, of course, a comedian. He's one of our own. It's Jason Manford, everybody.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, Jason.
Colleague.
Lover.
Stable mate.
That one time at that Christmas party. whatever.
Stays there.
Jason, it's great to see you. You've got big news for all your fans, and that is you're adding a further... And if the numbers... Because I think these numbers might be wrong because they're so big. But you're adding a further 89 shows to your A Manford for All Seasons stand-up tour, bringing the total to 176 shows.
That's right. They go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
They do. You can get yours from the Absolute Radio ticket store, by the way. How are you feeling about that?
I mean, it's funny.
Is it daunting to hear someone say that out loud to you?
Do you know what? No, because people say this to me sometimes. Yeah. They go, I don't know how you do it. I go... It's just my job, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you do 9 to 5. Like, that'd do my head in. Like, you know, going to the same sandwich shop every day and seeing the same faces, you know? So you just get used to what you're used to, don't you? But it sounds like a lot, but I'm four nights a week. I've got it sussed this time.
Yeah, good. Okay. And,
I mean, whoever's plotted it has got no... access to a map or...
is it Edinburgh and then Brighton?
Yeah, I basically said, can you put an order? And they put it in alphabetical order. So, Aberdeen, Brighton to Cardiff.
Some of the posts you've been putting on your socials from the live shows have been really nice, and you kind of focus sometimes on the bits that are not scripted, that you've not written, that are interactive, you know, interactions with the audience.
Yeah.
Is that something that you really enjoy? And that's where I think, when I suppose you talk about that concept of the traditional 9 to 5, that's what makes it different, that's what makes it enjoyable, that's why you do 176 shows.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what separates it from a piece of theatre or a TED talk or you know, even go to see a band. You know, with stand-up, the unique thing about stand-up is anything can happen, and the show, whilst there's a plan and you know, you've written it and you've got things you want to talk about, you just don't know, and it's different from last night and it's different from tomorrow, you know. So so you have that sort of vibe where anything can sort of happen. And I think I've got that sort of persona on stage where, because I'm friendly, people feel a bit more confident in joining in. You know, and not necessarily in a negative
way. If only they
way.
Knew the truth,
if
Jason.
If only they knew the dark side.
I'm not your friend.
The mask slips and I get rid of this accent.
Oh, finally.
So
Janine banging on about doing the laundry and how it had to be relatable to me.
These people.
I mean, do you get time to... the only kind of thing is comparable for me, I suppose, is when we've done the breakfast show in different parts of the UK and we have a little bit of time in the day, you know, the night before the show begins early in the next morning, and it's time to walk around and soak up some ideas and maybe you might add some little bits to that night show.
Yeah, if you've seen something. Oh, yeah, there's also mad stuff like that. It's funny because my uncle is my tour driver. So I employed him on the last tour, and I've kept him on. And
you're not going to let him go live on air, are you, Jason?
No,
it's terrible way for him to find out.
No, I'd probably just do it through HR, who's my mum. It's his brother. But so it's been good. So we get on. There's only, you know, 8 years between us. Like, it's not one of those mad. Okay. He's not like 75, you know. But we have a really good relationship. But what's funny about him is he's never done it before, like this touring world. So whereas I'm like 25 years in, like, okay, let's go and sit in, you know, this hotel for 6 hours while we wait for the gig to start. He's treating it like a stag do. Like, not like on the ale, but like, I'll get a text in the morning and go, there's some archery around the corner. And he'll just like put activities in.
Oh,
and
man.
So we just end up doing all these random things in these towns. But it's great because you get to see the country, meet people, and I love it.
It sounds like great fun, Jason. Listen, wait right there, because up next, I want to ask you about an exciting new TV show that you're going to be hosting.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where my guest is Jason Manford. Now, Jason, the other big news in your life is that you've been announced as the host of Have I Got Sport For You?
Yes, that's right.
Well, tell us about that. I think, is it, have I got news for you, but sport?
You've got it in one.
Okay.
It's an idea.
Well, what an exciting idea, though.
I mean, it's an idea so good, it only took them 34 years to come up with it. So, I mean, obviously, there's, you know, the question of sport's not on, and there used to be, what was that? They think it's all over.
Yeah, the Nick Hancock one.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's right. Yeah. Played to the whistle, I think, had a go on ITV. So there's obviously a flavour for it. And what's nice about this show is it's the guys who make Have I Got News For You. So, I've never been in a more relaxed environment because they've been making this show for 34 years. So there's just a little formula to Have I Got News For You. You know, it's the da-da-da-da, here's a picture, here's a little film and stuff like that. And then the guests were great. Maisie Adam, who's hilarious.
Yeah, she's
John
great.
Richardson. We had a couple of Olympians, Paralympians, Stuart Broad, and Eddie Hearn, who was just...
Oh, he's great.
Like, what a gift he is. He's like I sort of described it on my Sunday show, actually. Is like, he's like the alpha male, but not in a way that makes you feel less, you know what I mean? I'm very much not an
emasculated
alpha male. Yeah, exactly. He's like a silverback. You know what I mean? He's like, he just feels...
Do you fancy Eddie Hearn, Jason?
I mean, I felt protected. I'd wear his jacket on a cold night.
Isn't that what we all want?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. This morning, popping by for a cup of tea is our stable mate, Jason Manford. It's not often, not Matt and I, and we've got some Man City supporting friends that we've been... I know. But listen, you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Have we took the ball, right?
But when have we had an opportunity to talk to a Man City fan when they're down on their luck? So, you know, as it stands, you know, the five league games and then 3-0 up in the Champions League, drawing 3-0 in the end. And yet, Pep still... out, what are you thinking?
I'd just get Allardyce in for the rest of the season now. Just a man who knows what to do, you know, his long ball, get it to Haaland, bang. You know, obviously I sympathise with him. I'm just taken over as manager of my daughter's under-11s team. So, you know what I mean? And it is hard to turn results around. You know, we're five defeats in five.
Are you? Oh, wow.
Ours are 26-0, though, not... You know what I mean? So, like, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, he's missing Diaz. I'm missing Isla.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a lot of similarities, you know what I mean?
The way she bosses that midfield, it's something to see.
Honestly, it's great. So, I mean, the only thing I could say is, like, to maybe help from my you know, what I've learned as a manager is if you get one of those little tactics boards, you know, with the metal things that you, the magnets that you can show their positions, the subs can use that for colouring in, you know, just when they're a bit bored. So just little things like that.
There you go, Stones. Have a go with that.
Just keep some active while the game's on. But no, I mean, what's funny is, like, as a City fan, yes, obviously it's horrible. Nobody wants to get beat 4-0 at home by Tottenham of all people, but. We also, when you're a certain age, like, this was what it was like. It wasn't Tottenham, it was Swindon. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the Champions League, it was the Johnston Paint Trophy, second round or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's like, such a sage piece of advice for any City
fans. It's just one of them where you go, like, it's got to end at some point, you know, United end, Liverpool's, you know, all those moments end. But obviously, there's an extra glee in City's ending because of the money and all the other things, you know. Yeah. So, I don't think it's over. You know what I mean? No. I mean, we're still second, even though we've lost those games. Yeah. We are still second, and we have done it before at later dates in the calendar as well. 13 points behind United, behind Liverpool, 13 points behind Arsenal. Still managed to break hearts. So don't write us off just yet.
I mean, you're talking to a Charlton Athletic fan here, but you know the point. I suppose there's loads of 15-year-olds out there that have no idea that this is what it's like to be a Man City fan.
My brother's 23 and he kicks off if we win 1-0.
Right.
What, you know what I mean? I go, we won. Yeah, but only one. Like, mate, rein it in.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Jason. What's your score prediction for Liverpool City? Your score prediction, please.
I would be very happy with a board draw, to be honest.
Okay.
So, if we can get a draw at Anfield, I'd be chuffed to bits for that. So I'm hoping for a... You know, with the way it's going, and a little 1-1 or something, 2-2, but I'm not feeling confident, to be honest. So I think if I was going to put a bet on it, I'd say 2-0 Liverpool. I can't see us getting anything out of it the way we're playing.
But this is one of those moments where if you do win 1-0, well, this is where you get to turn to your brother and go, see, how rewarding is that?
Exactly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Thank you ever so much for joining us here on The Breakfast Show. Jason, it is upon us. I'm going to use the C word. Yes, Christmas. So firstly, one of the kind of Christmas traditions on your brilliant Sunday morning show here on Absolute Radio alongside the great Steve Edge is you do some taste testing.
Oh, yeah.
A whole load of Christmas foods.
Love
so
it.
They get sent into you.
Yeah, it's
like
just built
supermarkets,
up.
PR companies, everyone's desperate.
Yeah, because you don't know, do you, when you're walking through the shops, like, is that going to be nice, that mince pie? That, you know what I mean? You don't know. So we just, a few years ago, we were just like, let's try them and let's just see what goes on, and the mad drinks that you get and the sprout flavoured ketchup and all the mad things that you, it's not worth it, you know what I mean? If it's £3, it's £3, you know, that could go somewhere else.
Yeah. So, what a lovely service you provide.
It's a lovely service, and we're very honest. Like, there's nobody's putting any pressure on us to go, can you say this is nice?
It's not a hashtag spawn then.
No.
Brussels sprout flavoured ketchup.
Absolutely not. Okay. But to be honest, we end up getting a bit hammered most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you're honest.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm honest.
It's 8 a.m. on a Sunday.
I know,
why not?
Because we're like, you know, we're sort of knocking shots back at that. And at some point, I think, gosh, I'm glad we got a producer. I've got no idea how long we've been talking for.
I love that.
But it is fun. And we love our Christmas shows because we, you know, there's so many, we're both dads and every year it's a different experience, isn't it, at that age? You know, your kids are growing through it. And our favourite subject, I think we're going to kick off when we do our Christmas show, our favourite subject is other people's Christmas traditions, which is when you go out with somebody for the first time and you spend Christmas for the first time and you've grown up just thinking Christmas is one thing, and everybody does it, and then you marry somebody or you go out with somebody, you spend Christmas at their house for the first time, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And they're like, we go for a walk before we open our presents. You're like, what are you talking about? It's 5:30. I've been up since 4:00. You know what I mean? They're like, we just open presents at the same time. You're like, are you a barbarian? It's one at a time, you sickos.
our listeners are perfectly placed for that kind of a question, aren't they?
It's such That's a good great. Topic. We've not done it for a few years, so we're going to bring that back a week on Sunday.
One of the things we do here on The Breakfast Show every December is Whamageddon. Are you familiar with Whamageddon?
Yeah.
Do you participate? participate.
When does it start? December?
It starts the 1st of December, and you've got to go through till Christmas Eve, midnight Christmas Eve. I'm glad. Without hearing.
I've heard it three times. It's November.
Yeah.
Because those rickshaw guys.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they're the worst.
You get stung by a rickshaw.
Yeah. I got whammed by a rickshaw on Oxford Street, didn't I?
Yeah, we've all been taken out by them at one point. they're a menace.
It's a terrible
really
way to go.
So
you will participate now. You know it starts on December 1st.
I do it every year. I do it every year, but I just was. I'm glad I just wanted to confirm those rules because, like I said, I've been whammed three times.
Yeah, of course. So it starts on December 1st. Okay, you've got to go through till midnight on Christmas Eve.
It's impossible.
Only the original version of the song counts.
Yes.
And no one can deliberately wham you.
Okay.
Don't be that person. So you can't do that. A Manford for All Seasons is now a massive 176 shows. You've made it really clear how much that you love doing those
shows
and meeting the people of the UK and fiddling with them and having fun in the best possible sense. You're very much on the stage there, seated.
Yeah, yeah, but come along, I'll have a fiddle with you. Yeah. Come along. I'll fiddle with your human muscles.
And you can get your tickets at 10 a.m. this morning from absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. And of course, Jason and Steve are going to be back with their always brilliant show this Sunday morning from 8 a.m. Give it up for Jason Manford.
Thanks, everybody. What a treat.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. It is the 29th of November. Now, we've already spoken briefly to our friend Jason Manford about this earlier on the show.
Yeah.
Because on the 29th of November, it means we're only a couple of days away from the start of Whamageddon. Yes, it starts on Sunday, December 1st. It is time to play Whamageddon. And for those of you that are new to The Breakfast Show, well, welcome along, my friends.
Yeah.
Dare you join us on our mission? Here are the rules. So, the object of the challenge is to go as long as is humanly possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. Now, as I say, I'm talking to the newcomers here. A caveat I give every single year: I've got nothing against Wham's Last Christmas.
No.
In fact, it's one of the all-time great Christmas songs. But that's what makes it a challenge.
Yeah.
Now, as I say, the challenge is going to start on December 1st. That's this coming Sunday. And it ends on midnight on December 24th. Yes, you've got to go all the way through till Christmas Eve. It can be done. It has been done. I did it. Admittedly, that was during lockdown, but I have done it.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. That's the only way you're going to do it is just stay in your house for a month.
Yeah.
Only the original version of the song counts. So often we've had people get in touch with us saying, I can't believe it, Dave, I've been whammed. Only to find out it's like some reggae version. From the 90s. That's fine.
Yes, you live to fight another day.
You do. Covers, remixes, candlelit versions, they're all fine. Listen to them to your heart's content. The moment you hear the original song, though, and you recognise it, and you go, oh, isn't that... Ah! You are out.
Mm-hmm.
You have been whammed. And that's when you need to get in touch with us. You need to tell us where, when, and how you were whammed. What went down? So maybe others can avoid a similar fate. Now, you can text us. It's 8-12-15. Use that hashtag Whamageddon, or you can slide into my DMs. Follow me on Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. I'll be checking in for your stories. The other thing you need to know is you cannot deliberately wham someone and get them out. Just, you know what? Don't be that person.
No.
The world's tough enough as it is without people going around whamming each other.
It's not on, really, is it?
Now, the little things that we can do to help you on your quest is guarantee you that The Breakfast Show between 6 and 10 will be a wham-free zone.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably play Club Tropicana on 80s, but, you know, whatever. You're going to be free of Last Christmas. As well as that, on Absolute 80s and in the Rayo app, you will get what we're calling a wham warning. I've recorded them all in advance, and they will play to give you enough time to choose one of our other decade stations to enjoy for 3 and a bit minutes. That's all you need to do. As I say, you're okay to wham tonight. Tomorrow, it's fine. The challenge starts on Sunday, December 1st. As soon as you're whammed, it's 8-12-15 on the text, or slip into my DMs, Dave_Berry_Insta, and good luck out there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. The final show of the week is done. What an edition of the show it has been. What a week it has been. Yeah. You can listen back to the whole darn thing on demand in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of the podcast is going to be available shortly. Its title will simply be My Guest is Jason Manford. Mm-hmm. It's always lovely to see Jason. Great having him pop by for a cup of tea earlier this morning. Right, on the way, well, across all nine of our playlists, the no repeat guarantee will continue, ensuring that as you hurtle into the weekend, you ain't going to be hearing the same song twice. Plus, the details you need to get into today's Christmas cash countdown. Yes, later today, someone is guaranteed to win £500,000. As for us, we'll be back amongst you on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, enjoy those weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.